This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. In the words of the court, Memorial Day began as a regular observance for the more than 300,000 men who died fighting for the Union in the Civil War, and has expanded to all of those who have given the last full measure of devotion. This case involved the National Cemetery Council of Greater Houston, which decided to conduct an annual Memorial Day ceremony. The director asked ministers to submit their prayers in advance, and she rejected Scott's invocation, stating its tone must be inclusive of all beliefs and be non-denominational in nature. Scott appealed to the Veterans Affairs General Council, who backed up the director, saying prayers had to be not only non-denominational, but non-religious as well. Scott ended up praying for relief before a federal judge who granted a temporary injunction preventing the government from censoring his prayer. The court said the Constitution does not confer upon the government the authority to compel emptiness in a prayer. Basically, the court said, let us pray. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.